which is a report and possible discussion on quarterly financial activity report by Wells Fargo by John Haas, Chief Financial Officer.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this is the regular quarterly report prepared by Wells Fargo. Barry Gunnels is here representing Wells Fargo and answer any questions. But if you go down, it shows the total number. Go blow up just a little bit. Back up just a little bit. The number of beneficiaries at the end of August were 108 that were receiving. You can see the breakdown. And then the total participants that are still have a benefit in this plan that are either active or is 356. And that includes the retirees of 108 you see up there, active employees that still work here, and then also inactive employees that have left here but have a vested benefit in the plan. So that's how many people have a benefit in this plan, about 356. If you'll go down a little bit now, the second to the furthest right column, the August 13 column, there is the last quarter, and you can pretty much see the activity for that quarter. It actually went down because, frankly, the investment, there were investment losses in this particular quarter. You can see the quarters before there were investment gains, but this particular quarter, which of course was June, July, and August, there were losses in that particular quarter. Obviously, a lot of that's been made up in September and even October now, as everybody knows. And Richard will talk about that because his report takes us through September. It's 3 months into September, so it's a slightly different period. But you can see the losses. Then you can see the fees that we paid in that quarter. The Gallagher, which is our actuarial fees of $10,000 that we paid in that quarter. And then Padgett Stratemann is our auditor. That was when we paid them for their audit for actually the prior year. That was for the year that ended. The plan year ends on February 13th, which is the second column really over there. And then Wells Fargo's fees, which are they have their monthly fees. That's 3 months of fees, of course. They're $4,900, so you can sort of see that. We've talked about the revenue rebate. We do get some money back. You can see in that, still in that column, there was $3,600 that we received back. But then some of that actually has to get remitted. It's not really to be received. It's not ours and has to be remitted back, about $1,400. But we still have a net positive gain of about $2,200 or so. So anyway, that's just summary.
John?
Yes.
In that question, somewhat diverse from this, we talked briefly about the possibility of getting some of the retired people off of our plan. Has that been explored any further?
We have looked at that, and we're still looking at it. I think Monica and I have pursued that. The plan does allow for those that have balances under $10,000, I believe that's correct. This is what the plan document allows, that we could distribute those out to those people. Of course, that would be a calculation, an actuarial calculation to figure out what the lump sum equivalent is of that. To be able to do that, you'd have to pick use the rate, and it's a very low rate right now to do it. So it's really not an advantage. I mean, one of the things we feel bad about would not be to the advantage of the employees, that you'd be cashing them out really at this particular point doing that. But we'd have to amend the plan to do. I know there was discussion of trying to get a lot of other folks out of it. We'd have to amend and change the plan for that to happen. We haven't brought that recommendation to the committee.
Well, that's new to talk about. I didn't know whether it'd been moved or not. So, any idea how many people would fall under the $10,000 area?
Not very many.
Not that many.
Not very many at all.
Really?
Because in order to be vested in the plan, you had to be here for minimum 5 years.
It's not that many that would fall into that category. So I know at some point, of course, we're certainly not there, to annuitize the plan, to actually get out of the plan. Just someday, rates obviously have to go up because currently the
insurance. I think it would cost more money than what it would be worth.
The actuary gave us, I think, I don't know if I provided you, he provided us an example of it. If today's sort of insurance rates that they would give you, it would, we've got a liability, even at 7%, our liability is, unfunded liability is about $7 million, I think, or something like that, and it would be triple or quadruple that if you were to try to sell it, that you'd have to come up with, so.
But we've roughly got 240 people still in the plan
that
they're accountable for.
That will someday receive benefits. That's right. Correct.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this agenda item? I have a comment. Don't mean anything by it. Just something I noticed. You know, there's that one W.C. Fields movie where he says, "I didn't say my steak was tough. I merely said I didn't see that old horse tethered outside." So, this is just a comment. There's nothing, anything. But 85,000 is a big percentage of the 655 that we put in. That's just my comment. Okay. Any other comments? All right, we'll go.